down in the D.C. area, and Miss Sally is working.
Working hard for the money.
Working, gal. So, it's us on this 93-degree February. No,
February is over with.
Oh, that's right. It's March.
March day.
In like a lamb.
Okay, that's because it's March, that was Tony March and the Rockets showdown.
Down.
The Rhythm Rockers, Weird, Pat and the Satellites, Jupiter C., Don Schrader with Pigtails. So we open with Dale Hawkins and Crosstie. And what do we have today? What are we doing?
Not a whole lot of news. I'm trying to get it together.
Yeah, this
over
is a little bit of news. We got our we may have a fax some news in.
Oh, beautiful. The Bry Man.
Yeah, we got a ton of request things to get to. I have been writing most of them down, and we got a lot of tickets to give away. Tickets for Sleepy La Beef.
Very good.
For next Friday night, along with the world-famous Blue Jays at Maxwell's. And we got tickets for Bo Diddley.
Where's Bo?
At the Marquee Club next Friday.
What's that place like? You know,
I've never been there. Roscoe likes it.
Yeah?
Yeah. And we got our Soul Caboose and a Vom set, Hillbilly Blues Hangovers. Got a set of Native American Rockabilly subject on thereof.
My man Marvin in there?
No, it's guys singing about. As opposed
bad.
To singing rockabilly. Well, maybe we'll do the rockabilly, Indian rockabilly singers again next week. And let's see, we have a tribute to Webb Pierce, who did the cool career move and died, trying to be the new Jim Morrison. And, yeah, that's it. Let's kick into it with Clarence Garlow.
Come along with me to the land of dreams. Just take Route 90 down to New Orleans. Ride out of California through New Mexico. We'll have a cup of coffee in El Paso. We'll pass through Katy and Houston too. Stop in Beaumont, Texas for some barbecue.
Addictive rock music is. It has made me the man that I am now, divorced, a bit burnt out and cold-hearted. Drugs are not even close when it comes to bad habits. Rock is so infectious. It's not even the lyrics or the people involved or their lifestyles that are addicted. It is the music. It has a drug-like effect. It is a mood elevator. If I want to get amped up, I just turn on a particular album. It also takes one's mind off God.
Got the message that I gotta feel live. I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah.
all the guys, I'm gonna meet all the chicks. Shiver and I shake it till I get on my kicks, cause I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. Ooh, baby, gonna break loose. I'm gonna keep a moving wild, I'm gonna keep a shaking, baby. I'm a real wild child. Get me a chick, cause that's a hole in my home. Shake it till the meat comes out of a bone, cause I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. Ooh, baby, gonna break loose. I'm gonna keep a moving wild, I'm gonna keep a shaking, baby. I'm a real wild child. Let's go now. I'm real, real cool. Gotta shake, gotta jive. Got the message that I gotta be alive. I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. Ooh, baby, gonna break loose. I'm gonna keep a moving wild. I'm gonna keep a shaking, baby. I'm a real wild child. Give me a chick, cause that's the whole of my home. Shake it till the meat comes out of the bone. Cause I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. Ooh, baby, gonna break loose. I'm gonna keep a moving wild, I'm gonna keep a shaking, baby. I'm a real wild child. Love me, honey, I'm a real wild child. Squeeze on my baby, I'm a real wild child. Come on over, darling, I'm a real wild child. Come and get me, I'm a real wild child. Well, I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. Ooh, baby, gonna break loose. I'm gonna keep a moving wild, I'm gonna keep a shaking, baby. I'm a real wild child.
This is a hit!
Hello. Hello, Maria. Long, long time and no speaking to me. Tell me something, Maria. Who can your bigger, bigger man be? Hey, Maria. Why don't you please, honey, please, come back home? You know Pasquale misses you so much, baby. Yeah. Since you've been gone. When you left me, Maria, Lorenzo, he's gone too. Everybody's talking and saying, Lorenzo, he's gone with you. Hey, Maria, why don't you please, honey, please, come on back home. You know Pasquale missing you so much, baby. Yeah. Since you've been gone. Tony, he's a bigger, bigger boy now. All time calling your name. Every time he'll call you pretty, baby, my poor heart fall down with pain. Why don't you please, honey, please, come back home? You know Pasquale misses you so much, baby. Yeah. Ever since you've been gone.
Have a point to prove, Mr. Everett. We'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
You gotta be loose. You gotta be loose. You gotta be loose. You gotta be loose to rock and roll, baby. Now listen to me, 'cause it's crazy. Let me tell you, this is the thing to do. You gotta be loose. You gotta be loose.
Let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll terpsichore.
One, two, three, four.
Mama is in town.
What? She's in town? Hot Skillet Mama is in town? What? Billy? She still stay the same place? Yeah. Hot Skillet Mama, I love you. Hot Skillet Mama on the way. Hot Skillet Mama on the way. I'm coming, yeah, coming. Hot Skillet Mama, I'm coming, baby, coming. Hot Skillet Mama. I open the door. Down the stairs. I ran to my car. Walked up the stairs. Hot Skillet Mama door. Nobody answer at the door. Now harder on the door. Nobody answer at the door. Now harder on the door. And then she opened the door, and she was inside there with a mule. And I said to her, Hot Skillet Mama, I love you. Hot Skillet Mama, I love you. Hot Skillet Mama, I need you. Hot Skillet Mama, please. Hot Skillet Mama, won't you? Hot Skillet Mama, gotta have you. Come on, baby, come on. Hot Skillet Mama. Come on, hey, come on. Hot Skillet Mama. There she was, standing there. My Hot Skillet Mama. Her lips was like a hippopotamus lips. Her nose was like an elephant's snout. Her hair was kinchy, don't you? And you bet not try to comb it. Her jaws hung down by her knee. But most of all, she was built like an old bass fiddle. And I said to her, Hot Skillet Mama, I love you. Hot Skillet Mama, I need you. Hot Skillet Mama, please. Yeah. Hot Skillet Mama, won't you? Hot Skillet Mama, gotta have you. Hot Skillet Mama, baby. Hot Skillet Mama. 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 Hot.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, it's the house. With Sun Ra, his orchestra, and Yoko Hamann and Hot Skillet Mama.
Just
the ailing Sun Ra.
More beautiful every time I hear it, him.
Yeah. Just can't pay to hear sounds like that. We heard Waylon Bill Dell and his Bachelors, You Gotta Be Loose. Big Walter, Hello Maria. Johnny O'Keefe, Real Wild Child. Clarence Garlow in Route 90. opened it up.
Glad to see you've gotten the echoes squared away since I've last been here.
Yes, we've got technology tamed for the moment. Till the next idiot puts bubble gum in it or something.
The next breakdown.
Yeah. Anyway, what we got? Anything
got some
to announce?
I think we got some stuff.
Well, let's see. Next Friday at Maxwell's in Hoboken is Sleepy LaBeef and the world-famous Blue Jays. We have tickets to give away for that. Also next Friday, Bo Diddley and the Big Town Playboys at the Marquee, and we have tickets for that a little bit later. Go to Blazes and Shotgun Wedding at Flannery's, formerly the Strip, 205 West 14th Street in Manhattan.
Who they be?
Go to Blazes. I don't know. They're a diesel-only recording artists, though.
Wow, they're expanding.
Louis Myers, who was... Little Walter's guitar player for many a year is over at Abilene. James Cotton is at the Lone Star Roadhouse. Those are all tonight. Jimmy Witherspoon at Condon's on East 15th Street tonight and tomorrow. What else is there? Cowboy Dick at the Strip on Tuesday. He's terrible. I saw him. He's bad. His girlfriend did step on my toe because I was... screamed at him to get off the stage when he was playing with Roscoe. Remember that?
Psychotic woman. I was sick that night, and I fortunately
she kept stepping on my toe. Maceo Parker, Fred Wesley, and Pee Wee Ellis over at the Lone Star Roadhouse Wednesday. I guess their boss is out of jail, so they may have a regular gig.
Oh, the gig
they were meant to do soon.
Fact. Well, they've been doing pretty well on their own, right?
I don't know.
They got a record that gets played.
Yeah, they've been playing a lot.
Well, there's also a wild girl called in with this hound, Raceway Park, Englishtown, New Jersey. We need, like, the...
Raceway Park!
Yeah, there we go.
The laughing mouse we need.
Opening day, tomorrow, Sunday, March 3rd. Rain date, March 10th, in case of inclement weather, but it sure looks nice out there now. Regular racing, exhibition show with jet-powered funny cars. Where's the echo?
Jet-powered funny cars.
And such things. Information, 201-446-6331.
I'm sure Wild Girl will be there, too.
Count on E.
Wild Girl fans, you can go out to Raceway Park and get an eye of the gal up in the press booth. The blonde in the press booth.
With the shades.
Anyway, getting to some news. James Brown was freed from prison this week. He was given an early parole. He went home with his family. He said, I feel good. Mister, please, please, please put the gun down. Soul Brother number 159283 and his famous flames. Anyway, the Godfather Soul is supposed to be released. He was released. His manager, W.M. Glenn, said, after he gets home, we're going to record a new album. And evidently there's a working title, Camel Walk. Then he's got a date, June 21st, at Madison Square Garden.
The Garden, wow.
Yeah, let's see if any other James Brown news in the file here. He called prison a great learning experience. He said the community service he's been doing has invited me into a world that I normally would never have known about. He plans to give a week each year to the community service center in Aiken, South Carolina, where he's been working. Anyway, here's another quote from James Brown. I got more tours than I've ever had in my life. I just need more James Brown so I can keep up with him. I guess that, next to dying, going to jail is the best career move.
He did okay by him. A lot of press.
Yeah.
Speaking of
big career moves, Webb Pierce made the big one.
Took the dive
into the guitar ship swimming pool.
For the last time.
Pulled him out of the trunk of a car with a bullet in his head and hands cuffed behind it. No, actually died of natural causes at age 65. Well, he was rich, he was a big drunk, and he's dead. That's natural. Anyway, I don't have a whole lot to say about Webb Pierce. He truly was great.
Although the car that he used to drive around in is pretty cool that they mention in there. $1,000 silver plastered all over it.
He couldn't park it anywhere because people would start prying him out. But he made all kinds of great records. I mean, tons and tons of them, a lot more than most people. And that's today's theme of today's Hillbilly Hangover, I believe, is Webb Pierce.
The Webb Pierce-a-thon.
Yeah, well, we're just going to do, like six.
6 hours of Webb Pierce.
6 hours, for the next 6 hours, nothing but Webb Pierce. Okay, let's kick it off right now with High Gear Daddy. Mr. Pierce. Thank you. Daddy.
Come on here, girls, and hear my song. I'll tell you my troubles as I step along. I'm a high gear daddy, and there's nothing I won't do. I'm a two-time papa. When you leave me at home, I'll call another mama on the telephone. I'm a high-gear daddy that's never been made blue. Guess you know I'm not alone. I'm a high gear daddy, and I'm gonna have my day.
Cause they call out love a backstreet affair. They say you wrecked my home. I'm a husband that's gone wrong. They don't know the sorrow that we've had to bear. Why the one that I'm tied to was the first to be untrue, and yet they call out love a backstreet affair. Gossip's never fair. We'll just be brave and strong. Then someday they'll see they're wrong. So let them call out love a backstreet affair. We'll be free to love someday. When all the talk has died away, and the happiness we've hoped for, then we'll share. I'll climb a mountain. fair. Well, it's a teenage boogie on a Saturday night. A teenage boogie. Shuffle on down, a teenage boogie.
Teenage boogie.
It's a teenage boogie on a Saturday night. A teenage boogie.
Hey, hey.
A teenage boogie.
Ho, ho.
A high school boogie.
Hey, hey.
A hillbilly boogie.
Ho, ho.
A teenage boogie.
Teenage boogie.
It's a teenage boogie on a Saturday night.
Visit the grave of a friend of mine, and as I walked through the graveyard, I noticed this man kneeling down by the grave of a child, and in his hand he held a big red rose, and tears were streaming down his cheeks. I walked over and laid a hand on his shoulder and started to talk to him, and during the course of our conversation, and in his broken English, this is the story just as he told it to me. He said, "Mister, I'm a walker down the street today, and I pass by a big flower shop. I walk in and I ask the man in the shop, I say, 'Boss, how much are for one red rose?' And he looked at me with one a bigger frown, and he said, 1 dollar, please.' But then by and by, a swell dressed a blonde young lady walk in, and she says, 'How much are for one red rose?' And he looked at her with one a bigger smile, and he said, 10 cents. And I said, 'Boss, how come are you charging me a dollar for the rose, and you charge the young lady only 10 cents? And he says, "Look, mister, you tell me why you want the rose, and maybe I'll give it to you for not." And I said, "Boss, I'm a hard-working man, working the railroad and only make $3 a day. And I got a little girl, and her name is Rosa. Rosa's just about this high, boss. Every day when I come home from work, a little Rose would come running to meet her papa. She'd throw her little arms around my neck and say, 'Papa,' and I said, 'Rosa.' But the one a day, a boss, I come home from work and I don't see Rosa. I look down by the railroad track and I see one a bigger crowd. I go down and I push the crowd this way and I push the crowd that way, and there, boss, at my feet lay my little Rosa. And that's why I want the Rose, boss. I want to put him on little Rose's grave." The man, he don't say not, but he picked the biggest and the reddest rose, and he give it to me. And I say, thank you, boss. Thank you very much.
And though she's gone, you see, she's still the world to me. To me, she'll always be that little girl of mine.
Now come on, baby, to the Rochester. Come on with the mission to the Rochester. We're raunchy and we'll stomp a baby all night long. Baby, don't you know it's my favorite song? Yeah, all night long. Baby, all night long. Making love to you. Baby, tonight I'm gonna draw my feet. We hit a juke of joint and toss it all away. I'm all dressed up with the blue jeans on. We're gonna do who that raunchy stomp. Come on with the beat and do the raunchy stomp. Well, don't you have a stomp for baby all night long. Baby, don't you know hey, it's my favorite song. Yeah, all night long. Baby, all night long. Make love to you.
You call me up and say to meet me at 9. I have to hurry, hurry, but I'm there on time. I walk right up and knock on your door. The landlord says she ain't a here no more. I ain't never,
oh darling,
I seen nobody like you. Ooh, ooh,
but I love you. Yeah, I love you.
I love you just the same.
What's wrong with you?
I ain't never,
oh darling,
I seen nobody like you. Ooh, ooh.
But I love you, yeah, I love you.
I love you just the same. I love you just the same. I love you just the same.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
That's right, it's the Hound, and that was our Hillbilly Hangover and our tribute to Webb Pierce, who bought the farm in a big way this week.
Pierce Meister.
Yeah. So what do we hear? We heard I Ain't Never, the new raunchy, thinking overtime, writing words to raunchy. Little Rosa. Like that one, Den?
I had me in tears.
Teenage Boogie, Backstreet Affair. We opened up with High Gear Daddy.
I like that Italian accent. Pretty authentic Italian accent.
That's actually Red Sovine. We did do the Battle of Italian Accents about a month ago with Big Walter and Webb Pearson.
Oh, I think I missed that one.
Well,
sometimes I just can't get it all in, you know?
Yeah, just a little too much. But when we did my version of the Godfather soundtrack. Anyway, speaking of deaths, you got an interesting... Well, Slim Gaylor died this week. Did you know that?
Oh, no, I did not know that.
Yeah, he died in London.
R.I.P.
Dave sent me this bizarre thing. It's a fax, which was received by somebody at Rounder Records. They sent it to Dave. It's from Hep Records in London. It says, message to Mark. Slim Gaylor dies London last night. This may increase demand for CDs. I think
chances
the person
are.
Who sent this fax murdered Slim Gaylor. I think we're on to something. It was a conspiracy.
That's too bad. Did you ever get a chance to see him?
Yeah, I saw him in some little club in the West Village about 8 years ago. He was playing the piano with the backs of his hands and ordering, like, mayonnaise sandwiches. Had the waitress completely baffled with his hip lingo.
Bourbon a Rooney.
Yeah. Very cool guy.
Yeah, he's something.
Good guitar player, too. In fact, Slim Gaylor gave Charlie Parker his very first recording session, but you didn't know that?
No, I didn't. Although I've heard there is one recording of those guys.
One of his very first sessions, I guess right after the Jay McShann. It was like his first like bebop-style session was backing up Slim Gaylor. Anyway, getting back to the news. The fax scroll from the giant reptile desk, of which I am mounting at the moment. Pembroke Pines, Florida. Trappers captured an exotic 6-foot lizard that had been terrorizing a neighborhood by lunching on ducklings and sunbathing on docks around a lake. Sunbathing lizard, I guess that's terrifying. I don't know.
How large is this thing?
6 foot.
What?
Size of a gator.
Kind of a big animal there.
A resident on the man-made lake in this Hollywood, Florida suburb hired Hardwick, owner of Pesky Critters Trapping Company, whose previous exploits include wrestling a 22-foot-long python from beneath a house in Fort Lauderdale. On Tuesday, Hardwood set a trap with... How would you try to trap a giant 6-foot lizard, Den?
Perhaps a giant, like, mouse trap kind of thing?
No, what would you use as bait?
Oh, well,
I would use,
why not use a duck?
Well, I would use live children, but this guy used raw chicken necks. He loves meat, and he came right out. The creature was a water monitor lizard, an endangered reptile usually found only in Southeast Asia. Oh, boy. Imagine if you would have gotten some kind of like radiation tent, you know, some kind of like crawled into somebody's microwave and came out like 600 feet long. Anyway, Hardwick believes the lizard is an escaped pet that wandered into the lake.
A pet? You would have a 6-foot lizard.
Oh, I don't know. Somebody who likes big, scaly things. I'd like to have a 6-foot lizard. I'd like to have a pit lizard. Impress all the, you know, all the drug dealers in our neighborhood with pit bulls and Rottweilers. If you had a pit lizard, that would impress them.
Get to work on the genetic engineering aspect there.
Yeah. What do you got there, Den?
Well, I don't know. It's very spotty news stuff, but I haven't read this, but you have it circled here. Ron Reagan update.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's favorite ex-president.
Bozo, the ex-president. He is a senile moron.
Yes.
For example, read this story. This is a good one.
Sure, he smiles.
Van Johnson.
Sure, he smiles a lot, but that doesn't mean Ronald Reagan has a well-developed sense of humor, as if we didn't know that. Veteran movie star Van Johnson told friends at Serendipity about a tense moment that occurred during his last encounter with the former president. Greeting the aging pal in a receiving line, Van told Reagan, "If you show me yours, I'll show you mine," adding, "I bet mine's smaller." When Reagan's usually blissful look turned into one of alarm, Johnson reports his Secret Service men started looking a little alarmed themselves. A potentially embarrassing scene was averted when Johnson popped out his miniature hearing aid and Ron got the gag.
Yeah, not a quick one on the joke. There's an amazing piece in this month's, it's probably only been in the stands for a few more days, this month's High Times, which the one with Jim Morrison, that worthless piece of trash, on the cover about this, but there's a piece by John Holstrom on Nancy Reagan and her.
Oh, there's a new book,
her,
right?
Her background as a Hollywood slut.
A Hollywood, shall we say,
slut.
sick ducker?
Yeah, I can say that, I guess. Anyway. Where are we? Oh, yeah, I got a bunch of R&B records all queued up. This is WFMU East Orange. I'm the Hound, and we'll be giving away some tickets a little later. And right now we got on turntable numero uno, Wynonie Harris. Mr. Blues to you.
Oh, shake that thing, baby. Well, down in Georgia, they got a dance that's new. Ain't nothing to it, cause it's easy to do. Oh, shake that thing. Oh, shake that thing. I'm getting sick and tired telling you how to shake that thing. Well, the old folks are doing it, the young folks too. Old folks teach the young ones just what to do. Shake that thing. Yeah, shake that thing. Well, I'm getting sick and tired telling you how to shake that thing. Well, Grandpapa Johnson grabbed Sister Kate, shook her like the jelly shakes on the plate. They were shaking that thing. Yeah, shake that thing. Well, I'm getting sick and tired telling you how to shake that thing. Wobble in the back, one step forward, stop dead in your track, then shake that thing. Yeah, shake that thing. Well, I'm getting sick and tired telling you how to shake that thing. Well, anyone can do it, it's easy to do. If I can do it, baby, you can do it too. Shake that thing. Yeah, shake that thing. Well, I'm getting sick and tired telling you how to shake that thing.
Maestro, please, E flat from the top.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. One whole year, baby, did all I could do. Met you, I let you walk right in. The way I gave you money was a dark one. I said, one whole year, baby, did all I could for you. I was crazy thinking you could love me too. Talking about the way you treated me. Ooh-wee, baby, I'm in misery. One whole year, baby. stop thinking about the way you did. Ooh-wee, baby, honey pie, I did one whole year, baby. Did all I could do. I was crazy thinking you could love me too. I was crazy thinking you could love me too.
Listen to the sounds of hell. We'll be right back.
blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Oh, you find the hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. This King Coleman, winner of the Great Gaylord Soundalike Contest, Let's Shimmy. We had the Falcons, Cuke Hop. Andre Williams, My Tears. Earl Curley, One Whole Year, Baby. And we opened it with Wynonie Harris and Shake That Thing. And.
Oh, boy. What the hell's going on, Denois?
News on the march.
It's March, and the news is on the march, right. Okay.
It's a beautiful
you got a news story?
Yeah, this is kind of a good one. It's sort of, how do we say, the tragic, the sort of third chapter of the tragic story of the main stars of Different Strokes. Did you see this?
Oh, yeah, there. Well, didn't one of them try to, like, stick up a 7-Eleven?
That's right. Well, first, Gary Coleman, who got really sick and had a big fight about control of his dough and apparently is living on some island somewhere, walking around with guns and watching watching videos of, how we say, abuse to women, I guess. And then the other guy, Todd Bridges, who was, like, a crackhead guy. And he was arrested a bunch of times.
Oh, right, in the crack house.
Right. So now the girl, this sweet young thing, has been arrested for, she's charged with robbing a video store clerk at gunpoint of $160. Best known for her role, her name is Dana Plato, in case you all forgot. Best known for her role as Kimberly Drummond on the long-running television show Different Strokes, is being held in Clark County Detention Center on $13,000 bail. Police found a pellet gun that resembled a 9mm pistol in the woman's apartment behind the video store.
Has she lived behind the video store she robbed?
Yes.
Thinking overtime. Moron.
What do you got?
I got a PSA.
Do it.
Planned Parenthood of New York City would like to remind you that in New York you don't need to have permission to get reproductive health care, even if you are under 18. That means you can get all the information and services you need, including birth control, pregnancy testing, and abortion, confidentially. Get the facts. For more information or clinic services, look in the yellow pages under Planned Parenthood for the center nearest you.
That's it. Do it now.
Uh-oh.
What's the problem?
I don't know. I'm really spaced out today. No problem.
The sun, the warmth.
The smell, the darkness. Let's see. Let's go through the announcements one more time, and then we'll do our Hakawi rockabilly set. Let's see. I don't have the announcements really written down. There's Louis Myers, Little Walter's guitar player over at Abilene, tonight. And, God, there's an extra clipboard. That's what's confusing me. There's a fourth clipboard on this. Okay, everything. James Cotton is at the Lone Star Roadhouse. We'll go to Blaze's Shotgun Wedding, Rocket J and the 88s over at Flannery's, formerly The Strip. Jimmy Witherspoon tonight and tomorrow night at a place called Condon's, 117 East 15th Street. Never heard of the place, but
I think
he's
used
cool.
to be an uptown place. It's now downtown, yeah.
Maceo Parker, Fred Wesley, Pee Wee Ellis, the Lone Star Roadhouse, Wednesday. Next Friday over at Maxwell's, Sleepy LaBeef and the world-famous Blue Jays, which we will be giving tickets away for that later. And the marquee next Friday is Bo Diddley. Also, we'll be giving away tickets for that. Let's go right into this other thing. I don't know. We did this once before, and people seem to like it. A lot of rockabilly records by Indians, and then there's a lot of rockabilly records about Indians. So these guys probably ran into each other on the road and what inspired it. Kick it off with Carl Phillips.
Hey, Wigwam Willie! You say Wigwam Willie?
Yeah, I said a Wigwam Willie.
For an Indian girl, no other woman can make it as well. She takes his hand, and
monkeys are rockin', and they're rockin', the monkeys and they're rollin', up slowly, you're looking in her eyes, a bit before dances, in the wise, shooting the arrows into her heart. She's done in the sign when she got her pie. Her face red, here's a blue, stuck in the kiss, and the cool, and this thing of the beat is starting in the mouth. What do you know? He's falling hell.
Juice flowed like water, tom-tom drums beat hot and hotter, Big Chief say, we do them Indian rock. Hey-ya, hey-ya,
rock, rock.
Hey-ya, hey-ya,
rock, rock.
Hey-ya, hey-ya,
rock, rock.
Hey-ya, hey-ya,
rock, rock.
Hey-ya, hey-ya,
rock, rock.
That's the Indian rock.
Rock, rock.
Oh, oh.
Rock, rock.
Oh, oh.
Rock, rock.
Woo.
Rock, rock.
Rock, rock.
Rock, rock.
big powwow, lonesome poke at him a hep cat since he learned the way to rock and roll. When the braves of the reservation have him, he big celebration, him the top man on the totem pole. Tom Tom's beating out the rhythm, everybody swaying with him. You should see the big chief roll and rock. Hey-ya, hey-ya, go cat, go 'em, dig 'em crazy, buffalo 'em. Oh-a, oh-a, do the Indian rock. Hey-ya, hey-ya,
rock, rock.
Hey-ya, hey-ya,
rock, rock.
Hey-ya, hey-ya,
rock, rock.
Hey-ya, hey-ya,
rock, rock.
Hey-ya, hey-ya,
rock, rock.
That's the Indian rock. Indian rock.
Call your town for the deep Indian. Call your town for the mighty man. Call your town for 45 miles.
I timed it out badly.
How so?
Oh, you know, we got 5 minutes of the vibe report time. Usually, I like to like have the vibe break into the just about the last record time, but I timed it badly. Sorry. I should have had six of those stupid rockabilly Indian records, but
they're not easy to find.
Well, I got a ton of them, but I thought five is about the tolerance of an average intelligent human being. Don Willis, Warrior Sam, on the It's in the Satellite label, which later became the Stax label, which later put out nothing but great soul records.
Nothing but.
Randy Atcher, Indian Rock. Barry Darvell, the Geronimo Stomp. The musical Lynn Twins, like to meet their unmusical cousins. Indian Rock, different Indian Rock. Carl Phillips, Wigwam Willie, opened it up. We have an update on the Dana Plato.
Yeah, I'm curious. You piqued my interest.
Yeah. One caller gave us the update of what she saw on CNN, which was after she robbed, she robbed the place because she was despondent over getting fired from her job in the dry cleaners.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I wouldn't.
In Vegas? She was working in a dry cleaner's in Vegas?
Hey, the ledge was washing dishes in Vegas. You never know what happens to major talents.
But that show made a lot of money. She should have...
Anyway...
Bad deal.
Well, she turned herself in. She went back to the video store with a guilty conscience and said, I did it.
Huh.
Huh. Ugh.
Huh.
Huh.
So she's not... totally around the bend.
I think just probably being on that show just drove people insane.
Right? Whatever happened to, what was that guy's name? Conrad Baines? Now he'll, like, do a mass killing or something.
I don't know. Speaking of insane, Daniel Rakowitz.
Yeah.
Well, one of the detectives who investigated the murder of Monica Beal said that Daniel Rakowitz was crazy like a fox, that he knew exactly what he was doing when he chopped up and ate Monica Beal, and he got off, of course. And he is not only is he our media star of the year, he is the bestest media starist ever.
Yeah, he's done a fine job.
Yeah, he came in court smiling, joking. He said, this detective says he's an evil person, but he could be out in 6 months.
So, possibly.
I'm sorry. You have the scroll.
Yeah. Why is there?
Yes. The rest of the story is on the scroll.
The fax scroll. Here it is. Bellevue Hospital, Texas. That could be it.
Texas is a state of mind.
Boiled body acquittal.
Oh, that's an old sweet. Well, we already knew that.
No, that's
I didn't really look at it here.
That's the one he gave.
I got the scroll here. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Anyway. From day one, we already know that there was a holdout in the jury
who
wanted the $15.
Yeah, that was good.
Let's see, we already know he boiled and bleached the body and disinfected it. He's right now in the Kirby Psychiatric Center, where he will undergo evaluation in 6 months. Technically, he could then be released from prison.
That's amazing.
And thank goodness the Vibe report is here. You there, Skonis? Oh.
You there, Osco?
See.
See. What's going on?
Bye-bye.
No. Hello.
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 Hi. Greetings.
It's your friendly Vibe reporter.
It is. I'm at the guitar store. I'm manning the desk.
Oh.
And,
When Bruce locked his keys in there overnight, did you hear that story?
Is Bruce there?
No, Bruce has got a gig.
Where's he playing?
D.C.
Oh, yeah.
I believe Jerry Dalman will be making a guest appearance with the A-Bones.
Wow.
Mr. The Bug.
Why don't you shoot me?
So what's going on? I haven't seen you at all. You've been a working guy.
Yeah, I've been very busy, you know.
Yeah, you getting some rest there, Scar, a little
got
bit?
Got a little rest last night.
Good.
You know. I was thinking about that big bowl of ramen, but then I blew it off, you know.
Went
for a good, like, 12-hour nap.
Research night?
Yeah, it was kind of, you know, some research. So Ben showed me the most amazing thing. it was really, truly amazing. If you've ever tried to get a screw unscrewed that's been loaded up with paint,
yeah,
it can be a real hellish detail, you know?
Right.
And Dan showed me how to use one screwdriver and another screwdriver, and here I am describing another radio sight gag.
Well, I'm dying to hear this.
Well, I don't know if I can properly explain it. You stick one end of the screwdriver in on the edge of where the paint is, and then you take the other screwdriver and bang it through. And it works like it's a miracle.
Wow. It's an instant.
What?
It works in an instant.
It works in an instant.
Better living through technology, you know.
Yeah, the old world craftsmanship vibe.
Yeah, that's it. So what's your vibe today? You enjoying the warm weather?
Yeah, you know, it's a warm weather vibe, you know, overdressed. I haven't been to the store in a week, and I had to buy everything, including coffee filters. I made it down to the last coffee filter.
At least you're not using your socks.
No, you know, that's a little too East Village for me. The old coffee sock. What's with the show?
What is with the show?
What are you guys doing today? What's today's feature?
We're lounging. We're lounging.
The window's open.
Oh, you taking it easy because the listeners are outside anyway?
Yeah, nobody's really hears us. So. Well, the phone's been ringing off the hook,
yeah,
so they're out there. But
that's the shut-ins.
We're grooving. I don't know. We don't really have a theme. We're just doing it.
Is there anything going on this weekend?
Go to Blazes. You like them, right? They're playing over at Flannery's.
Yeah, I might go over there. I'm
oh, you know what we keep forgetting to announce?
What?
Is Breakfast George's been the Dogs, which you recommended very highly, every Tuesday at Tramps.
Yeah, I went last week, and it was pretty good.
And I haven't seen them, but I've heard nothing but good things.
It was good. They're really good. They got plenty of guitars, which is always a plus. And during the whole set, I think there was only one or two keyboard solos, and they were good ones. That seventh chord did happen a couple times.
Well, it's okay to happen. It's just, you know, I don't like when people jam on it for a half an hour. When it sounds like the average white band, that's when I believe people's pinkies should start getting amputated.
Yeah, I mean, I'm for that, too.
Okay.
So we were just discussing this military action, you know, and its speedy finish, you know.
What's the verdict for Mojo Guitars?
Well, my theory is that Schwarzkopf and his guys simply had to finish it off. They had to get done. Because they've been over there, you know, since August with absolutely no beer.
It's true. Yeah, that's a bad thing.
In the desert. Yeah, in the desert with no beer. I mean, you'd want to finish it off, you know.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
I had a joke for that. I completely forgot it.
I had another good one, but it was another radio site gag. It was a thing. I guess, you know, if any of the Hound listeners are at the Go to Blazes gig this evening, I'll show them. It's a detail of Richard Gere's rear end.
Well, I was trying to remember that quote about what you said about the delivery. What was that one?
Oh, he's been receiving shipments where he's supposed to be making deliveries.
Deliveries in the rear?
Yeah, yeah.
I see.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy. And those never-ending gerbil rumors.
Yeah, that's what the joke is. You take a rubber band and you put it in your finger, in your fist, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of stretch it so there's like an inch and a half of rubber band sticking out.
Do we have a rubber band here, Dan?
I don't think so.
And then you slowly let the rubber band go into your fist so it can be seen no more.
Right.
And that's Richard Gere.
I get it.
From the rear. I think that's why he got in trouble, because they didn't tie a string to its tail. Sometimes those things can get lost up there, I guess, from what I've read in books. So enough sick and disgusting. I think I'm headed for the...
I'm sick, Dan's disgusting.
Beautiful day vibe. Is that... I mean, it's just you guys, Sally, out there?
No, Sally's been a working gal all week.
Oh, so it's just you guys.
It's Hound and Dan's Excellent Adventure.
Boy,
part five.
It's amazing being with Dan the other night. We get to the Odessa, it's like 11.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
We walk in, and the older gal, you know, just, you know, Dan.
Mama?
Dan looks at her with sort of a questioning thing from his forehead and points at the big table, and she's like, oh, of course, you know. Dan gets...
Dan's office.
Dan's corner.
The picture of Orange Whip was the best, though.
Yeah, Dan's really got the, you know, he's got the vibe in the neighborhood.
Mayor of the East Village.
Yeah, I think you could win. But Dan, if you go to the O today, I would say don't get the chicken.
Oh, no, I'm not going to the O today.
Okay, because I had lunch there and...
Grim?
Well, it tasted good, but just don't get the chicken.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It stayed with you for a while.
Not very long.
Jen went to Teresa's and got the,
good burger.
Bacon cheeseburger breakfast.
Good burger. Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really good, Roscoe.
Like the,
gotta try it.
Like they were at the O 2-3 years ago?
Yeah, with that unfrozen meat, like a nice, you know, half inch, almost bloody, if you want it that way.
That's how I like it.
Really perfectly done bacon and a lot of it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll have to hook up that one.
It's a good one.
Well, you guys ought to play some loud and nasty records, and
we got it covered.
And the Hound listeners, spot me at the Go to Blazes thing.
Okay.
I've trimmed my beard, and I would like a drink.
Are you still covered with dust?
No, I did a couple rounds in a tub. Actually,
eel dust?
No, this other new stuff, we haven't decided what to name it yet.
Yeah,
but I bought one of those, I broke down and bought one of those hoses that you attach to your, to the
pub.
Yeah, so.
A wise investment.
Kinda, yeah, kind of like the French vibe, you know.
Mm. I think it's good if you want to give yourself an enema. You know, if you got something that you got to flush out of there, like a gerbil.
Oh, man. I don't know how they.
Oh boy!
You know,
the gerbil gets thirsty.
They shave the gerbil, you know. But I think
I think it was
it's easier to nair the gerbil. I guess they put on some gloves and then just.
I heard they're getting into porcupines.
Oh, anyway, in the words of Norman Short Schwarzkopf, anyway. Did you see that thing?
Yeah, I saw a little piece of it.
His news conference?
Oh, I didn't see the explanation one, man.
Oh, it was really great. So he's explaining everything, and then for a moment he gets kind of serious. You know, they're talking about the casualty figures, and they're going like, well, you know, it wasn't too bad. And then he gets serious. He goes, but you've got to understand that as a military man, any loss of life is too much, and that's a very serious thing, and we're deeply sad about it. Anyway.
But anyway,
and then he went on to explain how great the tanks performed or something, you know?
Mm.
I thought it was really good. He also, at one point, someone wanted to, he was moving the placards really fast. He had a, you know, some private up there moving them for him. He'd been going, next, next. And somebody goes, just 1 second. He goes, put it back. Okay, that's it. That's your second. The guy's quite a cut-up, you know, for a four-star general.
And a well-dressed one.
Well-dressed. You know, I think those camo fatigues are going to be... People are going to be looking for them everywhere.
The camo walk fatigue.
Camo.
Well...
Got a kind of a attractive-looking Washburn Les Paul copy here.
I've seen that.
Oh, yeah?
So you're manning the desk there, Sco?
No, well, just long enough to do this. Then I'm gonna. My folks sent me a box of oranges when they were down in Florida playing golf. My dad golfs. My mom shops. They stayed long enough. He had to go back to work, get some more dough so he could golf and she could shop. I don't know, high energy. How about it? Why don't you go ahead and blast?
Okay, Roscoe. Aloha.
We'll see you later. We'll see you at
the spot. So
yeah, the
spot,
post radio show Brownies spot.
See you there.
Okay, aloha.
Okay. Aloha. Stay to the Vibe Report just in time, and now we go into
the VOM set. And we got a lot of requests, so I think I have like one choice in this whole thing, another four requests. So kick it off with a request. Devil Dance.
Devil Dance.
Devil Dance.
Do the Devil Dance.
Devil Dance.
If you want romance.
Devil Dance.
Do the Devil Dance.
Devil Dance.
If you don't know how to do it, we'll show you how to do the Devil Dance. Scranton, what you gonna do?
Hey, they gonna do a little dance for you.
Yeah, but they can't dance.
Ah, the heck they can't. Watch them go, Daddy. Do the Devil Dance.
Devil Dance.
Do the Devil Dance.
Devil Dance.
what are you going to do?
Hey, those copper chicks are gonna do a dance for you.
Yeah, but they can't dance.
Ah, the heck they can't. Watch them go, Daddy. Show ya how to do the double dance. Here we go. Hey there, Allentown. What you gonna do?
Hey, hey, they gonna do a little dance for you.
Yeah, but they can't dance.
Ah, the heck they can't. Watch them go, Daddy.
All right.
Do the double dance. Devil dance.
Devil dance.
Woo! Shake your feet, honey.
Devil dance.
Get with the beat.
Devil dance.
If you don't know how to do it, we'll show you how to do the devil dance.
Put that small mind to some constructive use.
Love.
your stereo full blast and blow that mother out in the next room.
American boy sings his way into your heart.
This is called Yes, I Suggest. This is called Yes, I See You've Got Your Brand New Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat.
frenzy of music and action.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. This is The Hound, WFMU East Orange. That was today's VOM set, examining the unrestrained use of excessive volume.
Yeah.
The Stooges, Give Me Some Skin. We had a request for The Stooges. I'm so glad that the listeners who like all this old R&B and rockabilly country trash appreciate The Stooges. Makes me very happy.
There you go.
We heard Bob Dylan. I don't know why I wanted to hear that leopard skin pillbox hat live at Albert Hall.
The legendary.
Them, I'm going to dress in black. That was a request. I haven't heard that song in about 15 years. I've played it. I just thought, God, anybody requested that? They must be in a very depressed mood. Hope you liked it. Flamin' Groovies, Move It, and The Devils with The Devil Dance.
How about our most recent request, Hound?
That we talk more. Yeah, as if that vibe report wasn't enough. Clocking in at 12 minutes of chatter that nobody knew what we were talking about.
Well, Rusko just managed to crack me up unceasingly for many days now.
At work,
Yeah. He's always a fountain of...
I like before he says something funny when his head kind of bolts straight up and the light bulb goes off.
You can actually see the bulb going off.
Yeah, right before when he got the idea. Gets the idea. Anyway, what else? What are we doing here?
Well, I don't know. Not a lot of
news. One news story, and then we're going to give away tickets for Bo
Diddley. You got a question for the folks?
Yeah, well, we do have a question. But we got some news here. There's a... let's see. Oh, here's a good one. A Yale student under doctor's orders to refrain from strenuous activity suffered a seizure and died while playing in an intramural basketball game, university officials say. Bryant Wilkins, age 19, a sophomore from Nebraska, collapsed 2 minutes into the second half of the game at Payne Whitney Gymnasium. And about an hour later, he was pronounced dead at Yale New Haven Hospital. Wilkins' death came just 7 days after another Yale student, Christian Prince, a sophomore from Maryland, was shot dead during an apparent robbery right around the block from Yale's president's house. Anyway.
What do we make of that?
Ivy League kills? I don't know. What do we make of that? Oh, there's another good one here from the Bozo, the Vice President desk. President Bush tries to keep Veep Dan Quayle as sort of a heavy hitter on his strategy team, but sometimes you really have to wonder what their relationship really is, because Joint Chiefs Chairman Colin Powell, the Desert Storm star, many GOPers yearn to see replace Bush in 82, might have leaked this story, according to this source. As Bush stepped to the podium Tuesday to denounce Saddam Hussein, Quayle tagged right behind the president while the TV cameras rolled. Abruptly, a pointed forefinger... Oh, president raised his forefinger and pointed where the Veep was to stand, and as Quayle stepped obediently in place behind his boss, this guy, Colin Powell, said, "Now stand there, Bowser."
Little Danny Quayle.
On TV, he said that. Stand there, Bowser.
No. That. Really? Wow.
According to my confidential sources. Anyway.
Page 6.
Okay, we got tickets for Bo Diddley. He's at the Marquee Club next Friday night. So don't enter the contest if you don't want the tickets. You'll be on the guest list plus one. We have two pairs to give away. It's Bo Diddley, the Big Town Playboys, and an act called Satan and Adam. It's next Friday at the Marquee Club. It's in Manhattan. 21st Street at the West Side Highway. It starts at 10 p.m. That's Friday, March 8th. I'm going to play a Bo Diddley instrumental, and you tell me who the other guitar... This guy on the line already. Let's take him on the air. Okay.
What's the answer to the question?
Slim Pickens.
Close, but no cigar.
We didn't even play the record to get a wrong answer for that one.
Slim Pickens on guitar?
The question is going to be, who's the other guitar player on the record? Okay. The number is 201-678-7743. Bo Diddley's in one channel, and who's the guy in the other channel? We've got two winners, so might as well wait for the Sleepy LaBeef tickets. The other guitar player is Chuck Berry. Okay, there you go. That was Bo Diddley and Chuck Berry, Bo's Beat, an edited down version on a 45 from the Chuck and Bo Two Great Guitars album. So we got two winners. We'll be giving away some Sleepy Little Beef tickets in a little while. We're going to do Blues Hangover right now. We're going to kick it off with Little Walter.
Take one, Moon Lonesome by Little Mother Waller.
Hear the cry. No, I love her. No, she's mine as I. 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 Came home this morning about 4:30. Found that note lying on my floor. Just don't know. Heard some bad talk. Something that you said. Something that you said. Something that you said. Come on back, baby. Honey, please don't go. Well, I love you. You'll never know. You'll never know. You'll never know. My kind of baby, you know it so. I can tell you, you know it ain't no joke. No, it ain't no joke.
This portion of the Big Bill Collins Show has been brought to you by City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. City Barbecue specializes in barbecue ribs, rib tips, hot Lincolns, and also swims. That's at City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. For the best in barbecue, where will you get it? And the snap of one place, that City Barbecue. That City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. When you drive up in there, tell Big Bad Henry that you heard it on the Big Bill Collins Show.
Soldier and old.
accomplish here, and that's why I'm on. Play it for you now. Hey, let's get it.
Have a chat with Nat about Italian Swiss Colony wine. While talking with some friends the other night, the conversation swung around to Italian Swiss Colony California Pale Dry Sherry. They asked me what makes it so mellow. Well, Nat King Cole doesn't pretend to be a wine expert, but I could answer that one. Italian Swiss Colony Pale Dry Sherry is extra mellow because it's aged in redwood. I enjoy it. I think you will, too. Now, the yodel hobby. So smooth. So smooth and mellow. That you just can't miss it. With Italian Swiss, Italian Swiss Colony wine.
The greatest.
Every time I hear your name, it rings a bell in my heart. Every time I hear your name, it rings a bell in my heart.
And remember, for real enjoyment, all you have to do is pop a cap.
Wow. Then take a nice long sip.
Ah. that stuff is really here. Aaron Brew 1002, the brand new beer.
When you're thirsty.
How about it, folks? Pop a cab and live it up as we enjoy your favorite blues and rhythm records. Well...
Portion of the Big Bill Collins Show will be brought to you by H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street. H&A Restaurant wants Big Bill to tell you about the food they serve. On a Sunday, they have roast chicken and dressing, turkey wing and dressing, with homemade rolls. And I mean they are homemade. We serve breakfast every morning from 4 a.m. to 12 noon. Baby beef liver, neck bone, and also black-eyed peas on Monday. We are closed on Tuesday. Wednesday is beef stew, beans and rice day. Chicken and dumpling and ham hocks every Thursday. Friday is fish day. Saturday we serve steaks, pork chops and also chillings. And don't forget, we serve breakfast every morning from 4 a.m. to 12 noon. That's at H&H Restaurant, the home of the biscuit, folks. Reason why I said the home of the biscuit, for Mr. Brooks. Be walking around there all day long with the biscuits in each hand. Like I said, that's H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street, the home of the biscuit, folks. If you don't hear about that early this morning, you won't have no biscuit. Call Mr. Brooks, be on, eat them all up. That young man, like I said, eat all day long. That's at H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street.
Hey, you're knocking. I hear you calling, I hear you every time you say my name. But it's no use, baby, you're calling, all in vain. No use of crying, you did the lying. You tried to cheat, baby, you were to blame. But it's no use, baby, you're crying, all in vain. I'm back.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, it's the Hound. That was today's Blues Hangover with Lazy Lester. I hear you knocking. The only one of our special guests ever to brave the shrimp truck that sits in the middle of 280 South.
His laziness.
Kid Thomas and the Wolf Pack, Jerry McCain, Bell in My Heart, Dr. Ross, I'm Not Dead, Little Walter, Hate to See You Go. The guitar player on that, Louis Myers, is over at Abilene tonight. And let's get back to a little more news before we give away the Sleepy La Pork tickets.
That was quite a flurry of phone calls. I guess people were listening. One guy called on his car phone.
Oh, yeah, he's called. He won some tickets once before. See, the master are getting in. I think it's the same guy. The master are getting into photos. City Councilman Rich Robert Drufus pushed a little too far this week. He knocked over the pedestal holding a framed proclamation honoring St. John University's basketball coach, Lou Carnacasa, in his excitability in attempting to get himself into this picture. Anyway, you know, they were giving away the thing, and this guy's like trying to squeeze his way into the picture. He represents Manhattan's Upper East Side, and he's famous in political circles for like pushing his way into photographs. In fact, his greatest achievement was getting himself flashed around the world when he stepped right in between Dinkins and Nelson Mandela. But this time when he shoved his way in there, he knocked over the plaque that they were giving out and smashed the thing. There's a good picture of him here with a smashed plaque. A big moron.
A man with
big ham.
A man with a vision.
Yeah. You got a new story there,
I think,
Ben?
So. I think I got a good one. I sort of skimmed it, but it looks good. Police yesterday arrested a suspected con man. They said bilked at least four elderly Queens residents out of thousands of dollars by telling them their children had been in car accidents and needed money for medical care.
In cash, please.
I think so. Anthony Iovalello, 29, Howard Beach, was charged with grand larceny on charges that he conned four senior citizens out of an average of $4,000. They believe he's pocketed at least $35,000 from other elderly residents in Queens, Nassau, and Suffolk counties.
Nice guy.
Listen to this. A lot of his victims were already sick. The captain of Queens detective said police suspect that Iovalello followed his victims home from shopping centers, then looked up their telephone numbers and called them using a whispery, moaning voice to claim he was their son. He'd say something like...
He's got gumption, I'll give him that.
Oh, man. He'd say something like, Mom, Mom, I'm hurt. And usually the woman would reply by saying the son's name. Johnny, is that you? Once the guy learned the son's name, he would switch to his own voice and claim to be the son's companion. He would tell his victim that both he and his son had been in a car accident and needed money to pay for towing and hospital bills.
Well, that's a living.
Wow.
I should have thought of that.
He would actually go to their houses to get the money. Sometimes he'd even go to the bank with them. Unbelievable.
Wow.
But they got him.
Anyway, we do have some Sleepy LaBeouf tickets to give away. It's next Friday. It's at Maxwell's on Washington Street in Hoboken. And if you want to win, you can call 678-7743. We're going to play some records. We'll give you the question, and we'll come back into the... another guy on the line already.
It'll probably say Slim Pickens.
Yeah, right.
You want to take him?
Yeah, let's take him.
Okay, what's the answer, genius?
Babalola Varushka.
Not bad. Close. We got three people on the line. Yeah,
what's the question?
We could get rid of that one. We got to press release. Here, try this one. Try number two.
What's the answer?
What's the question?
Well, I didn't ask it yet, and you're on the line already.
Well, I just tuned in, so.
Okay, well, here's the question. I'm going to play a record. By Sleepy LaBeouf, you tell me who did the original version, who wrote it and recorded it originally, okay?
All right.
You got an answer yet?
I've
got
to turn on my radio. Wait.
You've been gone. I've been crying all night long. It was you, but not of me that left.
Slim Pickens. Slim Pickens, I'm sorry.
Now we're going to just play the record. We'll take the calls off the air. We have two winners. We give away both pair of tickets. The question, who did the original version of Tore Up? It's Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And congratulations to our winners. Let's get back into it. A request from last week with Betty James, Little Mixed Up.
mixed up by you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up and I don't know what to do. The mixed up by you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up and I don't know what to do. Now you just listen, yes, Daddy, won't you come on home? I'm sitting here crying, darling, all alone. I'm just a little mixed up by you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up and I don't know what to do.
Remember, my friends, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
Do to me, well, oh well, oh well, when I met you, then I knew that all the other women, Lordy, they was through, cause when I kissed you, I blew my stack, and I'll never, never, never give my missus back, because I'm all in a spin, now like a spin that I'm in, and ooh, wee baby, what you do to me? Got the kind of kisses that I desire. When you start showing love and you as hot as fire. But when you cut me loose, you made me cook my goose. And you quit before you ever started coming loose. And baby, when you did, you made me flip my lid. Ooh, wee baby, what'd you do to me? You make me weep, you make me talk in my sleep. Ooh, wee baby, what'd you do to me? Ooh, wee baby, what'd you do to me? Ooh, wee baby, what'd you do to me?
Why is everybody laughing at me? Just because I said something stupid?
Go away.
For this, if anyone here in the audience been offended by anything I might have said or done during the course of my trying to entertain you, I want you to know sincerely from the bottom of my heart, yeah, I don't give a shit.
Cut the wah-wah-wah short and get right to the meat of the story.
Took a walk and passed your house late last night.
Friends, this is a story that's near to my heart. And it's the most important thing in the whole world. More important than going to the moon or the PTA or anything. Young love.
All the shades were pulled and drawn way down tight.
Now there, we don't know how many folks is in that living room. But for our purposes, we'll figure that there's two of them, a boy and a girl. And we don't know what it is that they're doing in there. They might be looking at Maverick on TV or eating hot dogs from the Snappy Lunch. We don't know what they're doing.
From within the dim light cast, two silhouettes on the shade.
Now there's our first clue. See, now we know that they're close together. And we know that they ain't sitting around that living room talking and drinking soft drinks. She's the kind of girl that before he got there, she had that three-way lamp turned down to low, had flea powder on the bar rug, and had on some of that you ain't gonna be able to help yourself perfume. And when he leaves, he's gonna know that he ain't been to no candy pulling.
Put his arms around your waist, held you tight.
Now there, we can tell that she has had some poor training at home. And probably smokes, too.
Wonder why I'm not the guy. Two silhouettes on the shade.
Now, about this boy that's standing around in the yard looking. First off, he ought not to want to be in there with her at all, her being as wild as she is. But if he has got the bound twos, that's worse than having the can't help it. The thing for him to do is to show up on her porch tomorrow evening before the sun goes down, wearing them Ivy League britches with that belt in the back, ringing that doorbell in his mouth full of that green chlorophyll chewing gum. And when she comes to that door, he better not even take time to say, hey, how you? He better grab that pretty thing around the neck, and he better go to kissing her right off. And when I say kissing her, friends, I don't mean just pecking around her nose and eyes and forehead and like that. No, sir, I mean kissing her. What I mean is flat plant one full on her mouth, and then him and her can both be
two silhouettes on the shade.
This is a hit.
Yes, I know my way around. Yes, I'm a little good hound. Yes, I know my way around. Well, I'm a little good hound. I'm the baddest dog in town. When you see me snooping round with my nose out on the ground, I try to find a new trail, and you can bet I never fail. Well, I'm a little good hound. I'm the baddest dog in town. I want to warn you, pretty cat, stay out of my way, 'cause I'm a bad dog, kitty, and for the world I don't play. Well, I'm a little good hound. Did you hear me what I say? Did it, did it, did it, did it. Did it, did it, did it, did it. Look in here, you smart fox. Don't you try to get away.
I got a strip behind me, baby, and I'll run you all day. And if you cross the state line, I'll be crossing right behind. I'm a bad dog, baby. 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 Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh.
And meanwhile, back.
Hey, it's the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. Mojo Watson, Love Bloodhound. Do you like that one, Den?
I like them all, Hound.
Andy Griffith with Silhouettes. The Fabulous Pearls, Jungle Bunny, on the Dutone label. What a great record. Rick Carty, Ooh Wee Baby. Betty James, By Request, I'm a Little Mixed Up. And we opened up with Sleepy La Beef. The big fat pig who no-showed us. And he's over at Maxwell's next Friday, and he's great. And the original version, that was by the Midnighters. That was our trivia question. And what is going on? I think it's time for the Lori S. clothing update.
Should I go see
if you can go fetch Miss S. And I'll tell you what else is going on in the meantime. Bo Diddley next Friday at the Marquee Club. Tonight over at, where the hell is that board? No, I think Den stole the board now. I don't know what else is going on. I'll tell you later. It is time for the Laureus clothing update. Ill Brooch isn't here, so I'll have to use my discriminating leer. I got to look, stand up and look over. From the bottom, we got... Are those Air Jordans?
No, they're Nikes.
Nikes. Well, they're not... Well, Nike, that's close enough. So we got some Nikes. We got some the kind of socks that we used to call ringers in school. Or white ringers.
And
Roscoe's favorite, the black cotton stretch pants, the kind that rarely get washed. And there's a sleeveless black Iggy and the Stooges t-shirt, black sweatband, and the undergarment is a black tank top, maybe?
I guess it's a leotard.
Sort of a stretch leotard.
It's like the workout gear.
It's the Laureus. You got an exercise theme for your show today?
No, not at all. I never exercise. Mm-hmm. I'm totally against it.
The bass vibrations keep the muscles firm, huh?
That's exactly it.
Yeah. And make you have to go to the bathroom a lot, too.
It's true.
Well, thank you. You have a guest on today?
No guest, but next week I think I'm going to have a live band on called Loudspeaker.
Loudspeaker.
Yeah.
And next week that means Ill Brooch will have to do have to go down in the production room to do the Laureus clothing update.
Right.
We'll get him one of those Ed McMahon long mics to do it.
Walk through the train of Marshall Stacks.
Well, thank you, Laureus.
Well, yeah, honey, bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
And, oh, boy. What happened to that clipboard, Den?
The events?
Yeah, I wanted to go through some events. Because I forgot them all. There it is.
Here it is.
Okay, I'll tell you what else. Louis Myers, who was Little Walter's guitar player, is over at Abilene. Over at the Strip, which is now called Flannery's, go to Blaze's Shotgun Wedding, Rocket J in the 88s, and James Cotton at the Lone Star, and I told you everything else, right? Okay, we got about 15 minutes left. And on turntable numero uno, we got that F-Holding Money, Tommy Blake.
I went to see my banker just to raise a little money. But when he told me the requirements, well, I started feeling funny. He said, you gotta have a house, you gotta have a lot.
I ain't got a window and I ain't got a pot.
It takes a lot of long green to satisfy my honey.
If I could get my hands on some F-holding money. I went to see the welfare man to try to get a pension. Cause now I was sorely pressed and I was needing some attention.
He said you don't qualify, you don't give a damn.
That's when I broke his jaw, and that's why I'm doing time.
I do it all again, though it may sound funny.
Trying to get my hands on some air-folded money.
I got a letter from a lawyer in the city. He said, I'm glad that I found you, but it surely is a pity. Well, I hate to tell you now, but you rich ain't funny.
Pastor left a sack full of air-folded money.
Well, they read a last will, and brother, what a crime.
My nephew go to jail, well, he don't get a dime.
I do it all again, though it may sound funny.
If I could get my hands on some air-folded money.
Shuffle the cards out, man. 30 more days to go. Lay the air-folding on the table. 5, 10, 15, that morning.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
You get up in the morning and you dress like you're going to school. When you get around the corner, your boyfriend is waiting on you. He picked you up, honey, in his fine car. But I'm gonna tell your ma and pa you're playing hooky. You're playing hooky from school. Gonna be mad, I'm gonna tell them everything you do. You see, honey, he's making a fool out of you. He pick you up, honey, in his fine car. But I'm gonna tell your ma and pa you're playing hooky. You're playing hooky from school. One day, baby, I know you'll be grateful to me. When you graduate, honey, you'll be happy as you can be. You can't graduate riding in his car, so I'm gonna tell your ma and pa you're playing hooky. You're playing hooky from school.
I'll take a rocket to the moon.
But I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Wiggle, baby, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Horace, I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I'd like to do something else.
Well, that's about it. Let me tell you what we heard. Billy Stewart and Bo Diddley with Billy's Heartache. Johnny Emilio, Juke, Jumping Jay, Come On Home, The Reflections, Rocket to the Moon. Lonesome Sundown, You're Playing Hooky, Tommy Blake, Folding Money. Well, Denois, we did it. We made it through. And we'll be back next week. The Lord, the Crick, what have you. And Laurie S. is up next. This is WFMU East Orange. Bye-bye.
What do the simple folk do? to help them escape when they're blue. The shepherd who is ailing, the milkmaid who is glum.
Hello, this is Julie Andrews. Whenever I'm in New Jersey, I listen to non-commercial WFMU in East Orange on the Uppsala College campus. Simple radio for simple minds.
To shed their weary lot, oh, what do simple